The following statement has been issued by York Regional Police Service Board Chair Steve Pellegrini. On behalf of the board, it is with heavy hearts we announce the passing of a beloved member of the York Region policing family. Madeline Bodenstein, a provincial appointee of the York Regional Police Service Board, passed away peacefully on January 29th with her husband, Kenny, by her side. Our board members and staff are deeply saddened by the sudden passing of such a selfless individual. Madeline was a dedicated volunteer and touched many lives throughout the community. Behind her remarkable commitment was her ever-present smile and a wonderful sense of humor that made her so incredible to serve alongside. We would like to share our deepest condolences to her family, and to the countless others whose lives she impacted who are sharing in this great loss. Madeline Bodenstein was appointed to the Regional Municipality of York Police Service Board by the Lieutenant Governor of Ontario in April 2023. Madeline had a dynamic and successful career as a funeral director, real estate agent, certified insurance agent, and property manager. Along with her duties as a member of the York Regional Police Service Board, she also proudly served on the board of directors for the Rena Foundation, a nonprofit Jewish faith-based organization providing housing and support for vulnerable people living with disabilities, among many other organizations she generously supported over the years. Madeline will also be remembered as an avid traveler, often fulfilling her important duties from remote locations around the world. A passionate Toronto Raptors fan, she frequently shared her love for the game through photos and stories. She will be deeply missed by her family. As a loving and dedicated wife and mother, she regularly shared stories about her family with immense pride and joy. She will be missed not only as a valued colleague, but also as someone we were all proud to call our friend. A funeral is scheduled to be held on Sunday, February 2nd at Steele's Memorial Chapel.